This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Gonna be a fun day.
Already is.
I know. Let's keep it going. Keep it a little light today. It's a Friday and we got paid, and I'll start out the segment by keeping it light.
You hadn't mentioned that what's going down tonight. Tulane in Memphis, big game.
I'm
where
off.
You watching? Or you got curfew?
No. I'm a grown man. By the way, speaking of curfew,
yeah,
found out that, you know, in the NBA, no team has a curfew on the road. It just doesn't exist. Trust me, there are no curfews.
So I can come back in at 3:30 in the morning.
How many times have you heard Draymond Green, Jordan, and all those guys talk about staying up till 5 and then playing?
There's no
curfew in the NBA. There is one, however, in the NFL.
I just want to go home.
Dude, there's a way to finesse the system. There's no way Kerr, there in New York, knows that Draymond's out to 3:30 or any, and that's okay.
Between you and me, who's the one who's traveled with the team?
You have.
Thank you.
But that was a while ago.
Steve Kerr does not have a bed check. There's not a bed check for NBA players.
Damn. Bed check.
Hey, I got a little message from somebody who we both know.
Okay, that's why God gave us names.
Ken Jennings.
My man, Mister.
Now, if you don't know Ken Jennings,
I know his brothers too, Kirk. He's
the brother of Keith Jennings,
yeah,
who played for the Warriors a long time ago, and he sent me this really cool poster from way back in the day. It was like a throwback poster, and then he said, "Hey, check out this throwback poster." Blah blah blah. He said it's back in the 90s. He says Da Guru was just figuring out the game back then. But he did turn into a baller of sorts. Three crying emojis.
Oh, man. Hey, that's my guy. We used to go to his house after the game, Stoddy. And you know his brothers. They were hoopers, yeah, too. Club, yeah, one.
For sure.
Hey, Mister was a bad dude. What college you go to? Well, of course you know.
I actually don't know where Keith went.
That was Middle Tennessee State.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Yeah, I don't.
That's my guy. Yeah. Did he say that? That's wow.
Let's get Guru in a good mood early. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara, and he's found something to agree with Guru on. Hey, Mike.
What's up? Hey, long time no talk, guys.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, wife and baby are good. Turned 9 months. She's crawling like a mofo now.
There you go, baby.
Name, please.
Raya.
Raya.
R-Y-A?
R-Y-A.
Nice.
Yep.
My man.
You mind if I ask what kind of name that is?
We honestly just went with until she was born, and we had it between that and Layla. after her grandmother's name, but she just looked like Araya in that case, and it just really kind of flowed with our last name. So
wow, that's cool.
Beautiful. It just worked out in the end.
Sweet.
Yeah. But we use Layla for her. Yeah, we use Layla for her middle name to honor her grandmother.
That's nice. So, yeah, we did the same thing at our house.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say, Goo, I do agree with you. If we do beat the Rams,
man,
you know, we actually, I think we are in the playoff run. But I'm going to double down on that, and it's going to be Week 18. But you know, the Seahawks are no joke. We're going to have to also play around with the Seahawks. You know, I'm not even, unlike the Seahawks, you know, the Arizona Cardinals are a joke. So I'm really kind of looking at them as really not a true contender at this point with their record. But, you know, especially with divisional games, they do play harder in this case. But the Seahawks, especially with getting Shahid now on that team, you know, their offense just got a lot more potent. So, you know, I mean, the Seahawks game is going to be very crucial, especially leading up to Week 18, especially depending on what the record is at that point, too. So even if they do lose to the Rams, you know, you have the Rams playing the Seahawks. I think it's like Week 15 or 16 or something like that. That's going to be a crucial game for the Niners, too, to be taking a look on. But the Seahawks in general, you know, that's a game that is a must win in that case. So, you know, that's really where I'm coming down to it. You have to beat the top two, other two contenders in the division, and that's where I stand on it, guys. Appreciate
no doubt.
It. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you, Mike, and congrats.
Raya. I like that.
Yeah.
East Tennessee State for
yeah,
Mr.
Close.
Jenner. Yeah. Took them to the NCAA tournament three times.
About 300 miles apart, but yeah, it's fine. You're right there. You're right.
That's my guy, though, Stein. Yeah,
right
he's a bad dude.
Not the Ken Jennings who hosts Jeopardy, by the way. This is Ken Jennings, who's a basketball player.
There's only one Jeopardy host, right?
Who?
Alex. I mean, he set that
well,
bar
he's passed.
So high. I know.
Oh, okay.
But he set that bar
well, the show,
so
the show keeps going.
But it don't hit the same to me.
Well, it's as popular as it's ever been.
This guy was once at a Reading, Pennsylvania. Who is Matthew Steinmetz? Yeah. Alex! Dude, go ahead, man. Dude, he was great.
There's only one place to go, and that's to Bobby in Los Altos.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Sorry I missed your event. It sounds like it probably was the best one ever.
Bobby, it was the
I'm
best
doing,
one
yeah,
for
Bobby,
sure.
Bobby, I'm doing roll call. I don't think you've made one.
You know, I was going to go to that one in San Jose at the mall.
Okay.
I made my way down to San Jose, but unfortunately, I got hung up, so I couldn't
come.
So,
I got you. We want to meet you, man. You family.
I just find it interesting. So you got in your car, you started driving to it with the intent of making it there, and then you got hung up.
Steiny, I made a quick stop before because I was early.
Gotcha.
And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not going to tell you where I ended up, but it was a little place near the airport where you get to bet money and then
gotcha. I know where you're at.
Gotcha.
I know where you're at.
Shout out Casino Matrix.
Look at you.
What do you got, buddy?
Trouble. Okay. So, listen, in terms of that fill in the blank, the mindset changes from cautiously optimistic to irrational exuberance. Because
I like
on
it.
Paper and on the field, you know the Rams are better. So if we win this one, I think it's going to become a rational exuberance. And, you know, we play the Cardinals after. We struggle against athletic, you know, that little athletic running guy, Kyler Murray.
Well, he's out, though. They know, got he's out.
He's
they
done.
Got Brissett.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He's done. So Jacoby Brissett, I know we can handle him. So we are going to be – if we beat the Rams, we're going to be 5-0 in the division. As you know, the two of our losses have been in the AFC, which mean nothing.
Right.
So our only one loss has been against a scrambling quarterback, Baker Mayfield, who is not chum, but he is an apex predator, and he made us look foolish. And then finally, can I just say this? I just want to bless you guys with some breaking news, because I'm going to break some knowledge off to you guys right now.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. On the Steiny and Guru show, I'm going to break off some knowledge. Rock is going to start, and he must start. And I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason Purdy is not on IR is because if Mac gets hurt, they need him as a backup. If we were 3-6 right now, I guarantee you Purdy would be having surgery. So you got to stop wondering when Brock will start. He ain't going to start because right now he is Mac's backup because of our record. And because of that, they're not letting him go on IR, and they're not letting him get the surgery because a 50% or 30% Purdy is still going to be better than 100% Adrian Martinez. No shade. I guess shade. No shade. And then don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about this. Oh, we got 350 million reasons or whatever phrase people say. That's a sunk cost fallacy. That does not matter. That's it don't matter. That money's gone.
Right.
So shout out John Maynard Keynes, the economist.
Oh, look at my man. I've got that reference.
Nice.
Purdy is backup. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love Bobby, but I don't agree, Stoney. I think my man is away. Now, go ahead. I'll let you react, but yeah.
Brock's going to start against the Rams. Don't you think?
No, we would already know that. It's Friday. You mean the Cardinals?
No, I'm just, well, I mean.
You mean Mac's going to start against, you said Brock.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mac will Mac's
like,
going to start against the Rams.
Yes, that's what he said, Brock.
And, if he wins the game, he's going to start against the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals had you beat already at home when you were somewhat healthy. And I do have to say this. Brissett is in there, Stoney. And I just feel like their record, I get it. But the Cardinals are no punk, and I'm just saying nothing's going to be easy. But it's about the Rams, right? And again, Stoney, when does the other shoe drop and these injuries just catch up with you? Because in some cities and some teams, and maybe it's right on the horizon, Niner fans don't want to hear this, I'm being real. But like you said, Stoney, I don't expect them to beat the Rams, but what is the possibility? What if they do?
Then they're 7-3, and they control the division.
Wow.
I mean, that's what it means. And they would mean they're 7-3 and they've sustained a lot of injuries and still pushing along. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station, and always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios here in San Francisco.
Real quick, Snotty, Ernie Chavez made it last night.
Yes, he did.
Ernie.
Talked to Ernie for a little bit.
You buy him a drink?
No. The problem is you're talking to somebody for 3 minutes and you got to go back and sit down.
Yeah, I got you.
It's kind of frustrating. Mm-hmm. But anyway, here's my question. John Lynch was talking to the media.
Johnny.
And he said essentially they can do a lot of different things. If Brock's not ready, they'll keep going with Mac. If Brock's ready, they can, you know, they can play him. If Brock's not quite 100%, they might activate him to be a backup. That's the one that I think is one worth discussing.
I don't like hearing that, but go ahead.
If Brock, John Lynch allowed for the possibility that they could, that Brock Purdy could be the backup when he comes back, he would back up Mac Jones, and the reason would be Mac Jones is healthier right now than Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy can function at a certain percentage, but not quite as good as Mac Jones in their mind. And so, as of now, Brock Purdy would be the backup.
I don't like that at all. There's one lead singer, and I need clarity. I need to know that if the only reason he's not starting now is because of health, and that's what Kyle said earlier this week, there's nothing to see here, and I'm taking him at his word, then why would he be in another role? Why would he be on the drums and not lead singing? And all that boils down to me is that was just lip service from Kyle. If Brock can be a backup, he can be a damn starter. Because when you're the backup, you're one damn play from going out there. So what am I missing unless you're right and take the victory lap, but we'll never really truly know that they want this Mac thing to continue. And I don't buy that. That's why I guess I just get frustrated, not just from John or anybody or any fan alluding to the fact, oh, he'll be backup if that means he's ready. And if he's ready, this is his team. You just paid them. And I know.
Sunk cost, according to Keynes, the economist.
Man.
What if the rationale is simple? Brock's 80%. He's not quite there. Mac and Mac's a better quarterback, healthy, than Brock at 80%. But Brock at 80% is way better than Martinez. So at this point, we believe Mac Jones, because of Brock's injury, is ahead of him, and Mac will start. And the minute Brock is healthy enough to show us he's the better quarterback because of his health, he will get his starting job back.
But I'm treating Brock, I get you, like fine china. If you're 80, that's not sufficient. That's not good enough. We got an investment with you. We got to think about the future. And if you're 80%, we don't need you even dressed. Because if you go out there and re-aggravate it at 80, now we're talking about super negligence. And we've done it once, if we allegedly, where we let him come back too soon. Well, Stein, if he's 80, I need him to be 100.
Well, if Mac Jones gets hurt, what are you going to do?
Martinez, okay. That's your reality. Or do you go risk and just play quarterback Jeopardy, a roulette with 80% Brock Purdy? And who's to say he wasn't 85 when he came into that Jacksonville game? And look how he performed.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Mm.
I feel like, is it possible? Two things can be true. Brock's the franchise quarterback, but right now Mac's better because Brock's not healthy. So we're going to keep playing Mac until we think Brock's healthy enough.
What if that's not till next season?
Then it's not till next season.
So don't have him as backup.
But if they lose, I think what they're saying is if they lose Mac Jones, it's over then without Brock Purdy. Like, it's just
flat out
over. But
didn't you think that when Jimmy and Trey got hurt and Brock came in?
Well,
You're going to ask lightning to strike twice? I appreciate that, but I don't want to jeopardize the future of Brock. So if he's backup, have the doctors and everybody got in the room and said, oh, no re-aggravation sensation? That's not a possibility at 80%?
I think it's going to be a possibility for re-aggravation this week, next week, in a month,
in 3 months.
And that's
why I was saying B's knees might be onto something. You know, we have these discussions and we play these clips, but there's just something eating at me, Steiny. Like, I would not be super-duper shocked if we haven't seen the last of Brock Purdy.
I'm not there yet. Okay. And I got to go.
Time's running out, partner.
Well, Kyle Shanahan said he expects Purdy to play this year. I mean, he keeps talking about him making progress. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're waiting for Mac Jones to lose a game to bring Brock Purdy back. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's not an idiot. He knows this game's going to be really hard. He knows Brock Purdy hasn't played in a month and a half. He knows if he puts Brock, he knows it's going to be a tough game regardless. So,
I mean, if you're Brock, though, wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want the top challenge? Like, if you come back and beat the Rams, it's like, yeah, the hell with what he – nobody will say it. But, you know, I'm back, baby.
Well, this is where I think we need to understand that Brock Purdy's not Lamar Jackson. He's not. Like, he thinks he's ready to come back. It's not his decision. It's Shanahan's decision. So, and again, the way – and I'm kind of with Bobby here with the – but you paid him. Yeah, that's right. It's gone. That money's gone. Mm. So you're going to pay him as long as he's on the roster. But does that mean he's got a quarter? Does that mean he's got a quarterback when he's not as good as the guy who's playing right now because of injury? Mm. I mean, the 49ers may be saying, yeah, we're not playing Brock Purdy because of the contract. Like, we don't want to mess it up.
Well, I would I keep going to R. Kelly and Jay-Z, the best of both worlds, Donnie. And that's what the Niners have. And if I got an investment, a future investment, because that's what Brock is in regard to that contract we just gave him, why the hell would I just put him on ice, make sure we do our super due diligence, just heal, and the energy behind that and the hot mustard behind that mindset is – we're technically not losing anything on the football field now with the great job Mac Jones is doing. So why would I risk bringing back my Ferrari when it can stay in the shop, get more attention, rest, no miles on it, think about next year because that's what teams do, and just ride out this Cinderella season thus far with Mac Jones?
Well,
that's
what if Mac Jones gets hurt? See, I feel like if Mac Jones gets hurt, then Purdy's the quarterback.
And then what if he gets re-hurt?
Well, then the season's shot anyway. Then you lost two quarterbacks and two of your best defensive
Donnie,
players.
Why do I feel like you're saying, and maybe it's the front office of the Niners, but it feels like you're willing to sacrifice Brock if Mac got hurt. My thing is, okay, if
no,
Brock
John
can,
Lynch is. Not
if,
me.
If Brock can go in
not
when
me.
Mac gets hurt, Brock could be playing from the get-go.
Right, but he's not as good as Mac right now because he's hurt. Like, it would be like if Brock Purdy came out of a game this past week and they were like, he's got a knee soreness. Yeah. He's day-to-day. He's questionable. Okay, he's questionable. Now he's questionable on Friday. Well, with a sore knee, Mac Jones is better than
but
Brock
Purdy.
But
when does that go away?
When Brock's knee or whatever exactly. his injury is, when he proves to somebody on that staff or maybe a doctor that he can run like he normally okay. runs.
And all I'm saying to you, I hear that and I'm laughing because some agree, some disagree, Steinie. If it's me, if Brock is not 100, he's not my backup. That's how much we got invested in him.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And
I
you
don't...
might be right. Season over, something happened to Mac. But I'm not sacrificing or throwing, shout out Ant-Man in Minnesota. I'm not throwing him to the wolves, man.
Where are 49er fans on this one? If you know, John Lynch was talking about the quarterback situation and suggested it's within the realm of possibility. He didn't say he was going to do it, but he said, yeah, it's possible that Brock could come back and be a backup to Mac Jones if he's not fully 100%. But I mean, what if? Here's the way I have a feeling. Maybe Kyle Shanahan looks at it. And keep in mind, like, Kyle Shanahan has presided over a team that's had a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. So I think it might be as simple as this. You know, Brock's still 80 to 90%. And because of that, Mac's a better quarterback than Brock Purdy right now. He's practiced better. He's still the starter. We hope to get Purdy back totally healthy and get him back in there, but today's not the time. However, we have seen Brock enough to know his 80 or 90, he's better than Martinez. So right now, Mac's our best quarterback, Brock's our second best quarterback because of the situation, and Martinez is third, and so Brock will be a backup this week. Is it, like, I get that that's a simple explanation, but I'm not saying Guru doesn't have a point.
Yeah, because the 707, this hit me, Stoney. I feel like you typed it. Goo, you're lacking nuance in this quarterback conversation, and that hurts, but it doesn't hurt because I feel like I'm on Nuance Island in regard to, I would just follow up, Stoney, to what you just said, is what number did they think Brock was at when he started the Jacksonville game? And maybe he was at 100 and that was just a bad performance, but he felt something after the game. I guess, partner, I'm a slave to the contract and to Brock Purdy being the beauty pageant winner. He's the quarterback winner of the future. We paid him. I'm not letting his ass go out there with this type of injury at 80, 85, 88, 90. I'm just not. And well, maybe I'm wrong. And something happens to Mac. But I do not believe if Mac wins this game, then he's so far from them saying, hey, Brock's healthy, but Brock, he's so hot right now, you're not getting the gig back. I think Kyle's going to give the keys right back to Brock if he declares himself or they declare him healthy enough.
Yeah, if Kyle beat the Rams, man. Yeah, exactly. They beat the Rams.
My gosh.
Again, let's see Kyle Shanahan make a quarterback change after they beat the Rams, if in fact they beat the Rams, which of course is going to be a tough game.
They got revenge on their mind.
888-957-9570 is the number. Would you be okay with Brock Purdy if he's not 100% being the backup to Mac Jones? 888-957-9570. And I'm kind of with Zeb Bates here on the YouTube chat.
What'd he say?
Couldn't you make a case that nobody's 100% in the NFL? So we'll talk about it on the other side. 888-957-9570. And it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.